Hey guys, it's Tiffany, and this is the Tiffany Crow Show. I'm so excited to be here today. Today's show is going to be all about being too fat to practice yoga. So grab your mats and let's get started. I think an excuse is really common for most people who are overweight to limit themselves. Maybe to think like, I'm too fat to do this, I'm too fat to do that. But I know, because I'm a fat person, if you didn't already know this about me. But I know that the limiting beliefs, things like, I'm too fat to practice yoga, which is what we're mostly going to be talking about today. It's such a common thing for people to think this way. It's like, I'm too fat to go into a yoga studio. I'm just too fat to practice yoga. Or maybe you might say, I practice in a studio, but wish more people would practice there too. And so many people have these thoughts that happen because they are feeling like they might be judged. So I wrote a blog, and I'll just kind of paraphrase a lot of what I said in it. But like, I have conversations with people all the time, especially fat people. After I practice yoga, I make an effort to go up to them and say something like, hey, like you have a beautiful practice, because I think those people need to hear it more than anybody else. They usually have 10 times more fear and anxiety about practicing in a studio because of their size. There's this like status quo of you have to be a certain size to even practice yoga. And that's just not true. It's just not. So like, let's just take a moment and like break down yoga. Yoga is the union of breath and asana to movement. So if you are thinking about yoga, typically it's just the union of breath and body, mind, spirit, all of the above. When you take that into the equation and just say yoga is the union of breath, body, mind, and spirit, then it's just like, close your eyes and breathe intentionally and you're doing yoga. That's how yoga started, guys. Like, yoga started with people who were just sitting and thinking, or not thinking, and breathing. There was one pose in yoga, and it was the sitting pose. And that's how yoga started. And then it eventually turned into what it's known today, as maybe, you know, somebody who can fit into Lululemon, somebody who can do handstands and splits and all these crazy things. But typically, I mean, even the people who are able to do those things, their asanas probably look just more like just a typical flow, a vinyasa flow. You like a couple of sun A's, a couple of sun B's, warrior twos, warrior ones, all those types of things. It's not like a complicated string of poses. You have to warm your body up just like you would any other thing. So here's the thing, like, if you feel like you can practice yoga and breathing, then maybe you can go into a studio, or maybe you can just put on a video. So this episode is really all about maybe finding some empowerment in the fact that fat people need to practice yoga too. So I just feel like when you say I'm too fat to practice yoga, it's mind-boggling to me. So just breathing, just starting there, and then just starting from exactly where you're at right now, and just taking a deep breath in and exhaling, that is yoga. Like, that is the basis of yoga. So if you feel like you're too fat to breathe, then like reassess where you're at in your life right now. But typically you can do it. And I know like yoga has this sort of inclusivity or maybe a community aspect to it. And if you're feeling like tension, you know, about going into a yoga studio and like feeling a certain way, because of the inclusivity, just keep in mind, like, you're there for yourself. You're there for nobody else but yourself. You can feel however you want to feel. You're allowed to. However, you know, if you are taking the time out of your day to go to a yoga class, bravo, first of all, like, you're amazing. And second of all, just stay on your own mat. Don't look around. And let me tell you a funny story the other day. And maybe this might help ease your worries. I went to my yoga studio and there's probably like 20 people in the class. It was a 6 a.m. class. I was kneeling on my knees and everybody was, you know, kind of like getting ready for class. You know, it was a few minutes until it started. I was on my knees in like a hero's pose and I was coughing a little bit, and out of nowhere, a little fart-a-rooney just came right out. It was when I coughed, and I was so embarrassed, and I didn't want to look at anybody's expression, so I just closed my eyes, and I just looked inward and took like several deep breaths until I forgot about it. And then she started class, and I don't know who looked at me. I never looked up. I never felt judgment. I never felt anything. And then I practiced, and the moment passed, and I survived to tell the tale. So here's from one fat yogi to another. You can also attend a yoga class, fart in the class, and live to tell the tale. This is something that you'll only hear on the podcast. You probably won't ever hear me say this when I am on Instagram or anything. Okay, so judgment. We are all subject to it, right? So it's a really ugly horse. I want to share like this other true story about my running journey. So there was a day I was going on a run with my son who was riding his bike, and my dog. So it was a win-win-win, right? So like I got my run in, my dog got his walk in, and my son got some exercise, and he loved being outside riding his bike. So I'm on the, where I ran was like a running path, and it ran along like a 6-lane highway, or maybe like freeway, I'm not sure. It was like a 50 to 55 mile an hour zone, and there was like probably a mile in between like stoplights, so it was like a pretty long stretch. So it ran, the path was right along this side, and the reason why I say this is because these people were driving pretty slow for them to, so somebody slowed down, rolled down their window, and yelled "fat bitch" to me while I was running. And at the time I was maybe like 50 pounds overweight, and my son was there. So I literally was called a fat bitch with my son and my dog in tow. So I loved running and my dog and everything. And my son asked me, "Why did they say that, Mom?" And I literally could have said anything. And I just said, because he's trying to hurt me for some reason, but it's okay because it didn't hurt me. And then I just asked him if he wanted to go faster. And the point in telling the story is just because I personally have been judged, and my kid was there, and I still kept going, because it was something that I loved and I want to keep doing it. And, people who are saying things or passing judgment obviously have a lot of insecurity in themselves. Otherwise, they wouldn't be passing judgment. They would be cheering you on as well. So one other thing I want to point out is like for judgment is people who are maybe looking back on their life, especially in like in an older age, like 90 plus, when they look back on their life, the one thing that they do is talk about regrets, like the things they didn't do, but they wanted to do. So if they wanted to pursue a dream or a passion or a person, they feared judgment so much that they chose to do nothing. So I feel like that resonates a lot for people. I personally am 36 and I already have regrets, you know, that I in my 20s. But at this point in my life, I feel so like comfortable in my own skin that I'm ready to like really make whatever my life is going to be like a reality, if that makes sense. So going to a yoga studio, it can be terrifying, but for me, like now I've done it so many times that even when I moved here to Fresno, I literally just like walked into the yoga studio and was like, hello, I'm here. And it is what it is. And I'm a really outgoing person. So it's easy to like, you know, fall in love with me because I'm hilarious. But I know for somebody who might be quiet and who's a bigger person, they might not feel that way. So just keep on thinking. Eventually somebody else will be there and will be appreciative that you are there too. Like you might not even need to speak with them and you're both just acknowledge that you're serving a purpose. Like you are paving the way for people to go to yoga studios. And I mean, not like you can't right now, but like people have a crippling fear that they can't because of judgment. So here's what I would love for you guys to try. If you've never done yoga, you think you're too fat to try yoga, go to YouTube and look up Tiffany Crow, WW. I have several YouTube videos specifically around yoga for plus size, and I am a plus size person, so maybe that might help you. Find one that works for your schedule for like the length of time, and then press play and follow along. So you guys, you can do yoga. Let me just tell you, you can do yoga. You can, you know, have injuries and do yoga. There's so many different types of yoga. Chair yoga. There's desk yoga. There's yin yoga. There's fast-paced, super-duper workout yoga. There's all different types. So I just feel like go and try. If you are even listening to this, then you have a curiosity. Go and do it. You can. So say you're fat and you're going to a studio, you wish more yogis would be going to yoga studio. I just want to tell you that the yoga in a studio is the best. The energy is the best. The feeling is the best. And you are going to push yourself harder if you're capable than you would ever if you were just, you know, at home. So I know yoga is a solo sport. You can just do it at home or whatever. But just keep in mind, like, yoga is amazing with other people around. I mean, I feel like 20 yogis in a room breathing can change the world. I truly believe that. Just putting amazing thoughts into the universe. I know that might be a little bit far-fetched for some people. But here's a few tips to get you started. So make sure the class is within your abilities. So if you haven't practiced for a while, look for a beginner's class or level one, an all levels class. The teacher would then teach to everyone. Bring a yoga mat or maybe read the website and see if they have mat rentals, mats available, or other things. And then maybe even bring some water, a hand towel. If you're going to be practicing hot yoga, you would want to bring a yoga towel for your mat as well. You want to arrive a little bit early, 10 to 20 minutes early to get registered. You'll probably have to sign some waivers or a waiver. Ask some important questions like, do you have an app? How can I sign up for other classes? What are the best classes to take for beginners? And is there any workshops for beginners? Find out the orientation of the class. So what I mean is like, ask where your mat should go. So some classes might be taught in a circle. Some might have mirrors. Do you look at the mirrors? Do you look at the wall? So ask the teacher. A simple question at registration could ease your mind about this. And one time I accidentally set up right next to the teacher and there was only like 3 people in the class and it was super awkward. This tip just helps you to focus on your practice. Have an open mind and just be present. Easier said than done, I know. Just keep coming back to your breath and your intention. You are there for yourself. You don't need to feel uncomfortable because that is the reason everyone else is there too. So let's just all close our eyes and breathe. So after you take your first yoga class, now what are you going to do? Keep going back. Just go once a week and then twice a week and, you know, make a routine of it. Yoga works when you work it, okay? So that's it for me. If you feel like you're too fat to practice yoga, I just beg you, just try to start with breathing exercises and some other things. There's always a place you can start and you can figure it out. My name is Tiffany. You can find me on all the places. So LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the places, TikTok even. And my name is Tiffany Crow with two W's, TiffanyC as in cat, ROWW. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. You guys are amazing. I love you so much. And I'm sure I'll be checking in soon. Bye.